Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we have the Chancellor of the Nevada System of Higher Education. Paul Enos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Dan Klaich about funding for our university and the civil war between North
and the Power Pundit panel today, John Galtney, Mary Lau, and Fred Locken. It's all coming up next. New Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Business Workers' Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program the Chancellor of the Nevada System of Higher Education, Dan Klaich. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Great to be here, Sam.
So, one of the most interesting things about the university system occurred yesterday with the announcement that Pat Mulroy is joining Brookings West and DRI. Your thoughts on this and what it brings to the table?
Oh, I think it's a spectacular hire. Pat is obviously a known leader, known commodity. She is an expert in areas of water, which is a focus both of Brookings Mountain West and DRI. Keeping her in the state in a leadership role, I think, is just a great move. And I'm glad to see two institutions collaborating on it.
And also that she'll be traveling around the world, giving advice to countries where water is a need.
It will be. DRI. Brand of DRI and Nevada around the world, I think, is a good thing. And clearly, having clean water is something critical to all of us. And so I'm pleased we've got Pat's expertise on board.
You know, one of the people who has kind of been going against this One Nevada philosophy has been Professor Robert Lang with Brookings Institute down at UNLV.
Right.
And he kind of took a little jab at the Northerners, at institutions in the North, you know, talking about how we're sucking all the money from Southern Nevada. How do you deal with that as chancellor when you're looking at funding for the South versus institutions in the North?
You know, one of the things I feel, I've never made myself look bigger by making somebody else look smaller. And I've never thought of one region being benefited by taking it from another region. I've kind of always prided myself as thinking of the entire state. So it could be we think in a different way. But I'll tell you one thing that I appreciate about Rod is he is provocative. He's impatient, and he wants to see Nevada improved, and he wants to see higher education improved. I share those things with him. Maybe we approach it in a slightly different way, but I think Rob pokes the bear, and you know, maybe in Nevada from time to time we need to have that bear poked.
And also, you know, I mean, that's one of the benefits of tenure, correct? Which is people get to say what they actually think.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we've got a constitution and we've got a 14th Amendment that guarantees due process and protection of property. I do believe that tenure is important for saying those things, but hopefully we're past that when we look at people and would criticize them for what they say.
Okay, well, let's throw some reality in here.
We
are nowhere past that. I mean, you have a constant drumbeat from Southern Nevada looking, you know, at the growth in population and the amount of money that's spent elsewhere. I think it's a terrible thing for the state, but it's something that really has to be addressed because those voices are not going to get any softer. And with communications the way it is today, the Southern Nevada delegation is going to be more coordinated than they were in the past.
Sure they are. And so it's up to people who are in leadership positions to do something about it, not just talk about it. And I think that if people want to think that way, they can look to higher education and see that we did something about it. There have been criticisms over funding and over equity for as long as I can remember, and probably as long as you can remember. We did something about it. It took us 4 years to get the formula changed. But I think there's equity in the way we fund our institutions now, and we can move by that. And I think, you know, it could be a template for other people to do problem solving.
Let's talk about what the institutions are, because we have the University of Nevada in Reno. We
right.
have UNLV down in Las Vegas. Are they on parallel tracks to ultimately become the same type of institution? Or is there something, do you have a different vision for what is going to happen up in Reno as compared to down in Las Vegas?
I think there's going to be certain overlap. Both of them are research institutions. Both of them basically have the same model. But I hope that as they grow, particularly as we come out of this recession, we look at specializing. I mean, certainly we're not going to open a hotel college in Northern Nevada. And I would hope with scarce resources in the state that we look at making certain parts of each institution truly excellent rather than having a whole bunch of mediocre.
So where are we going to go for excellence at UNLV, and where are we going to go for excellence at the University of Nevada?
Well, I think we don't have to go. I think there are places that we can see there. I think the college is superb, and we always talk about UNLV. About hospitality, and I think that they are changing that, and I think taking it to a new level as gaming changes. There are a lot of people that would pick up an iPhone and hold it up and say, this is where the future of gaming is, and I see UNLV, first under the leadership of Don Snyder, now president, but former dean, taking it there, and I think those are two good examples.
All right, let's take a break. We'll have more with Chancellor Plates when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully's Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dan Klaich. He's the Chancellor of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
You know, one of the goals of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, is to have a med school. The med school right now exists up here at the University of Nevada in Reno, and they have been clamoring for one down in Vegas, although it seems like, you know, we have been able to successfully have those kids who are, not just kids, but people who are attending medical school up here go down there, service Clark County. Is that redundant? Do we need to have two medical schools in the state?
I don't think it is redundant. And I think the answer to your question is, yes, we can use two medical schools. If you look at the care of the population here in Nevada, our pipeline is leaky with respect to doctors and other healthcare professionals. I think we definitely need it. The better part of your question is Nevada willing to foot the bill? Because I'm putting together a work plan for that, a budget for that. We'll send to the governor.
I mean, coaches, usually it's the head of the medical school who's the highest paid in the university system.
Or maybe a surgeon. These guys make their own salaries. But I don't think it can be funded out of the current higher education budget. Just to the contrary. It's time for Nevada to start reinvesting in higher education from the cuts we've had over the last 5 years. And so there's going to be a big decision to be made, because you well know there'll be a big price tag on this, not only now, but for the future.
Well, the dean was on the program, I guess, probably about a year ago when he first brought this up, and he said initially that it was probably going to be about $200 million to get this thing off the ground. I know the number has gone down. But what has come from your conversations with legislators and the governor regarding the funding of this?
Well, this is not the best analogy, but it's a little bit like having a puppy. I mean, everybody loves a puppy, and you want to cuddle the puppy. But you need to think about the life cycle cost of the dog when it grows up, and cleaning the dog and taking him to the vet and all that. I think everybody agrees with the concept of improving healthcare alternatives, but we haven't put the full plan in front of people and shown them the price tag. And so I think right now there's a lot of excitement over the project, a lot of excitement about what it can do to Las Vegas, what it can do to UNLV, but the price tag will still be coming.
But you also have to look at what it will generate financially for the Las Vegas Valley. I mean, this is a business that will have a lot of money.
No, I understand. And we're talking, there's a lot of talk both in Reno and Las Vegas about having our universities be Carnegie Research Very High. And certainly a medical school with the research grants that it attracts can assist that greatly, can add to the reputation of UNLV, will assist the growth of the community. All those things are extremely positive, but we've got to make the investment up front, because the return that you're talking about, Sam, will be, you know, anywhere from 5 to 15 years down the road.
What about increasing the number of residencies for doctors? Because that's a big deal in terms of us being able to keep the doctors we train here in the state.
I think that's a no-brainer, quite frankly. We absolutely need to do that. And I think statistics show that a great percentage of doctors stay where they do their residency. You know, they meet a spouse, they have a child, they get a mortgage, and they stay here. And so I think we increase graduate medical education at the same time we're planning the undergraduate medical education pipeline.
You know, we keep hearing about education in terms of K through 12. On the ballot in November, we are going to have the margins tax initiative. We talk about the university being an engine for economic development. Mm-hmm. If that passes, what do you think that is going to do to economic development and the relationship between business and higher education in the state?
Well, luckily nobody appointed or elected me to write tax policy for the state, so I'm probably...
Hey, you would have done a better job than the proponents of the major.
Probably gonna dodge your question to some extent, but I will say this. I do not think we have a tax policy in this state that is reflective of the economy in Nevada in the 21st century. We essentially have a tax structure that was devised with some minor tinkering in the mid-half of the last century. And I've likened it to trying to drive a Jaguar down a dirt road. We need to have a rational tax policy that all of us who enjoy the services of this state contribute to the services of the state. And I'm not talking about just increasing revenue for the sake of increasing revenue. I'm talking about Nevadans paying for the services of living here in this state. Now, as I say, I don't really have much of an opinion on the margins tax and haven't studied it a lot. But I don't believe we have a sound tax policy in the state in 2014.
Some of the legislators we've had on the program have talked about the fact that, yes, K through 12 needs additional money, but so does mental health, so does higher ed. And, you know, those resources would not be available if this tax goes through.
Well, I guess it's the same question and the same answer.
Same question, a different way to see what actually answer it.
Okay. Well,
we're trying, Chesley.
Let's see what we'll do here. I think this is about deciding what we want to be when we grow up as a state, and understanding that there's a problem. And understanding that we want a certain quality of life in this state, and let's decide as Nevadans, I don't have all the knowledge, let's decide as Nevadans what we want and then go out and get it.
And that's where we have to leave it. Chancellor, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Come back soon.
Great to be here.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has solutions for you.
Our aggressive marketing plan will assure you the results that you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
While other dealers are always screaming about being number one, at Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we think our customers are number one and our products are number one. Like the back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the new 2014 Ram Quad Cab 5.7-liter Hemi 4x4 for only $28,000. 2014 Hemi Express Crew Cab 4x4s for only $30,500. And save up to $11,500 on the final remaining 2013 Ram trucks. Only at Carson Dodge Ram, where Ram trucks really do cost less. Thank you.
Dollar Loan Center has got you covered. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes. No checking account required. No application fees. No prepayment penalties. And now, your trusted name in short-term lending is funding title loans. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Los Angeles, California, apply at one of 80 locations. Or complete your entire loan online at don'tbebroke.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has a no-hassle guarantee.
If you don't love my service, fire me at any time. My only job is for you to see the results you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Fred Locken is here, the professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Mary Lau, president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And John Galtney, president emeritus of Truckee Meadows Community College. Pleasure to have you all here. Yeah. Mary, I just wanted to start out, if you wouldn't mind, with sharing a few thoughts from the memorial service for Joe Dainey that you attended yesterday.
It was very special, actually. It was in the high school, and it was a combination of legislative leadership, both congressional and statewide, and it was an amazing number of lobbyists, of course, and then the people of Yerington. I mean, it was beautifully done, and I don't know, Joe was such an icon in this state that you just sat there in awe.
Fred, I wanted to change topics here to the endorsement of Governor Romney for Mark Hutchison. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we have this interesting battle in the state within the Republican Party, and they survived their convention. Congratulations to that. But I think there's a real sincere effort to try to redirect the state Republican Party into a more mainstream environment, and tactics like this, I think, are being used to do it.
Yeah. Your thoughts, John?
I concur. I'm pleased that they're rewriting the platform, that they've become more socially receptive to change. I'm a registered Republican, and for the most part, I've felt that the party had started excluding a lot of change that made a lot of sense. I mean, just I'm very happy to see this.
Laura Myers, writing in the Review Journal, said Nevada GOP drops platforms against abortions, gay marriage, and endorses the governor.
All right. You know, I think that for me, the kind of Republican, I'm an Elko Republican, and out there, they're limited government, libertarian, and it's, get the government out of my life. It's, I don't care what you smoke or who you screw, I just don't want to pay for it. Yeah. And so that's the kind of Republican that I consider myself, and I think that the party's seeing, you know, maybe this is what appeals to a younger group, a younger dynamic, and maybe make us more inclusive.
Mary?
It's about time. Yeah. I mean, I was born and raised. I keep making the joke that my first diapers had little elephant ears on them and stuff, so my family would object. But it long started going into the phase of John Birch, and then that got away from it, and then we got into this stuff. And thank goodness they're getting their head out of their elephant's posterior.
Okay, but how much time is it going to take for the public to catch up to this and realize that there's been a change in the Republican Party as far as elections go?
The public has been ahead of the Republican Party in the state for quite a while, and they haven't abandoned their label, quote-unquote Republican. They just don't participate in the party. I don't think anybody at this table was at this convention.
Fred, you know, the largest growing voter base is independents. Is this going to change, do you think?
Well, it could, because most of those had come from the Republican Party in the state of Nevada, as the party left so many who had tried to be faithful. I also think that the timing of this won't benefit them so much for 2014, lower voter turnout, more conservative voters. But for 2016, this is the proper direction for the party to be taking.
You know, isn't it absolutely. You think a lot of it is personality driven? I mean, you look at a guy like, you know, a Brian Sandoval or a Dean Heller or a Joe Heck or a Mark Amodei. I mean, you know, people don't vote for them because they're Republican. They vote for them because they are the best candidate. They do represent the state of Nevada in a way that most people appreciate.
That's true, but the core of a Republican Party is what you mentioned a moment ago, small government. And the idea, I think, is beginning to catch on that the more regulation you have, the more government you have, the more you impede the process. And I've been saying for better than 4 or 5 years, the destruction of the middle class in the United States is being carried out effectively by the governmental bureaucracy. That's what's destroying the middle class. And then you need more problems and more issues and more bureaucracy to fix that. No, it doesn't fix it. It simply makes it more complicated. The economic system has slowed down since 1947. We've grown at slower and slower and slower rates. As the bureaucracy gets bigger, the regulations get more complicated, the rate of growth in the United States has slowed down proportionately.
Which comes full circle to your question about Mr. Deeney's funeral.
Yeah.
The speakers, the participants, and everything else, it was bipartisan, and a lot of conversation how Speaker Deeney reached across the aisle and how fairness, equity, and philosophy ruled the day, not partisan politics.
One Nevada, Joe Deeney.
One Nevada, Joe Deeney. Exactly.
Okay, but do you think we can get back to that?
I think we can, because basically that's Nevadans at their heart. This other faction was just, it's kind of like a spoiled child. You give them enough attention and they'll behave that way. If you send them to their room, eventually they'll learn they have to behave appropriately to be at the dinner table.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. Words to live by. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Double Down Days are back at Internet Auto Rent and Sale. Bring your tax refund down payment or trade into Internet, and we will match it with a discount up to $2,000. With hundreds of vehicles to choose from, there is only one place to shop for your next vehicle. Double Down Days at Internet Auto Rent and Sale.
I'm Will Adams, owner of Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange. We pay the most cash in town for your broken jewelry, gold, silver, and other precious metals. We are Northern Nevada's number one pawn shop alternative. See us on Pyramid Way just north of I-80. Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange.
Consigned Furniture is now open at our new location. We're located in Reno next to Target. It's easy to find us. Take Virginia Street, turn on Sierra Center Parkway, and look for the big Consigned Furniture sign. Consigned Furniture, easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the total home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
So get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Just call 888-874-7474 today.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
Internet will match your down or your trade-in up to $2,000. We'll also give you a minimum of $2,000 for your clunker, push, pull, or drag. And we've got finance rates starting under 2%. Bring your cash or bring your trade and get it doubled. It's Double Down Days at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Santa Mara, we're going to be talking border security with Captain Roy Rogers.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.